Good morning again, and it is so wonderful to have you worship with us this week. I love the book of Ruth. It is very different from all the other books of the Bible. It's like the ultimate happy ending fairy tale story of the Bible. A poor girl from out of town who has lost everything becomes a migrant worker. They fall in love. She is noticed by her wealthy boss. They fall in love. The wealthy boss risked everything to restore the family name of her deceased father-in-law. They get married, and not only do they live happily ever after, one of their grandchildren becomes king of Israel, and one of their descendants becomes the savior of the world. This is the kind of story we usually find on Disney or the Hallmark Channel. It is important to note that this romantic love story only happened because of the two women who bonded together as mother and daughter. This is the Mother's Day story of Ruth and Naomi. Naomi was a faithful Jewish wife, and her story begins in the Promised Land where things are not going so well. In Ruth chapter 1, it says, "In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites, and from Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to Moab and lived there." You see, these were bad times in their homeland. And as we know, in this time, the main industry was agriculture. But it had been shut down by a famine, and so it was nearly impossible to find work and to find food. Elimelech packed up his family, and they moved to the country of Moab, hoping for a better life. His wife was Naomi, and she faithfully followed along with her two sons to this new land, and they made a new home there. But trouble soon found them again. Continuing on in the scriptures of Ruth 1, it says, "Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth, and they had lived there about 10 years. Both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband." This is the great tragedy that so many fairy tales and love stories are built on. Naomi has lost everything, and as a widow in a foreign country with no sons and no grandchildren, she had no means of support. And we have to remember that especially in this time period, family clans were everything. Family clans were a means of survival. It was your clan against the other clans. And foreign people were not generally accepted into family clans except by marriage. Naomi had no family in this country, and she would not be welcomed into a new clan. Now, Naomi gets word that the famine is over in her home country, and she decides to pack up what little she has and return to her home country, where she knows she would be at least afforded the opportunity for widow's benefits. Now, they didn't have Social Security or Medicare, but what they did have in the Jewish system was where farmers were required to leave the scraps of the field for the widows and the poor. When the people harvesting went through the first time, they got most of the grain. But by law, they could not go back and get what was missed or dropped. This was for the poor. And not wanting to take her daughter-in-laws back to live the life of a poor, she tells them this. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-laws, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness if you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." Now, I think this says a lot about the character of Naomi. Remember, Naomi was Jewish, and these women were not Jewish. They were from Moab, a different land and a different culture. Naomi must have been a wonderful mother-in-law. Naomi accepts these two non-Jewish women into her home. She accepts two non-Jewish women who had not produced any children. And remember, children were everything. Naomi loved them, and they loved Naomi so much that both of these women cried that they were going to lose their mother-in-law. I think it's safe to say that Naomi had developed a mother-daughter relationship with these two young ladies. She must have loved them, cared for them, and mentored them as if they were her own daughters. And even now, she is thinking of only the best for them as we continue on in our story. But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. And even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to two sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." Naomi is telling them that the only chance they have for happiness is to return home and find new husbands and build the families that they deserve. She does not want them to have to live as poor, indigent servants in Judah. One of the daughters, Orpah, reluctantly agrees to return. But Ruth loves Naomi so much, cares for Naomi so much, that she refuses to go back home. In verse 15, she says, "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." And when Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. Now, I love that part of the passage. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. Do you see the depth of love she has for Naomi? Do you see how Naomi's faith had an influence on Ruth? Ruth was determined to take on Naomi's identity and faith as a Jew. And for the remainder of the story, Naomi continues to guide Ruth in the ways and the customs of the Jewish people. And she even guides Ruth in the ways to gain the favor of Boaz. And as I mentioned before, this story has a happy ending for both Naomi and Ruth. The name of Naomi's husband, Elimelech, is restored along with the ownership of his family's land. Ruth and Boaz get married, and through their bloodline comes Jesse, the father of King David. And as we also know, that line comes through Mary and Joseph, and one little baby we call Jesus. All because one woman loved a young woman like a daughter. Naomi had no obligations to Ruth, and Ruth had no obligations to Naomi. It would have been very normal in their culture for each of them to move on with their lives and go their separate ways. This story highlights the power of a spiritual relationship, a relationship that can be as deep, if not deeper, than a biological connection. Let's face it, there are many broken families. I'm not saying biological connections are not important, because they are important. But we see it every day when being connected biologically to someone does not always bring love. We see time and time again where foster parents, adoptive parents, and others develop a bond filled with love for people they have no biological connection to. Because real love is rooted in our faith. God is the source of our true love. And that thing that brings us, and that this all brings us to our New Testament connection. And we go to a story as told in Matthew chapter 12. It reads, "While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak with him." Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak with you." He replied to them, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Now, this was not certainly the Mother's Day experience that Mary was hoping for. I'm pretty sure that if I denied my own mother, I would be in big trouble. I remember when I was in high school, I had hit my growth spurt. I was a football player, a star wrestler. I had a car. I had my own money, and I had a girlfriend, and I thought I was it. But my mom warned me not to think I was ever too big or too old to get what was coming to me. She said she knew how to sew, and she would sew my bed sheets together while I was sleeping and let me have it with a broomstick. When Jesus asked, "Who is my mother?" do you think Mary wondered if Jesus had come into his own and felt he was bigger than his own mother? Do you think that this was a hard day for Mary? And when you think about it, Mother's Day is a joyous day for many and a hard day for others. For many, they didn't have an ideal mother. Some had no mother at all. And yet for others, they had a great mom, but now they are only celebrating her memory, which can also be tough. And for many mothers, this isn't the grandest of days either. They have suffered in many ways through divorces. Some mothers have lost children to drugs, to illnesses, and like my sister, they have lost a child to tragedy. And Mother's Day is hard for women who wanted to be a mom but were unable to have kids. They struggle mightily as they see other moms celebrate why they have no kids. Some were unable to conceive and others had miscarriages. Some women have gone through abortions or given their children up for adoption, and Mother's Day is hard for them. You think this was a hard day for Mary? To hear her own son say, "Who is my mother?" Perhaps she knew in her heart, though, her love for him, and she knew his love for her. Perhaps she remembered telling him Bible stories when he was very young and how a faithful woman like Naomi could love a young woman like her own daughter. And maybe she swelled with pride when she heard the next part of his phrase. When pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. You see, there is something special about being believers in Christ. We share the greatest love of the greatest Father ever. And that makes us family. And as a family through Christ, we are supposed to model what true love is for each other. We are to become brothers, sisters, fathers, and mothers to each other. My mom set for me a foundation in church. Without my mom, I may never have set foot in a church. And along the way in my journey of faith, God has helped place godly women in my path to help lead me, encourage me, and occasionally correct me. I was in a men's choir, and it was a woman named Susan who pushed me and encouraged me to go from a volunteer pastor into pursuing it as a vocation. I've had women like Donna and Barb at a previous appointment who loved me and encouraged me with the spiritual love of a mother. A woman like Dana, who along with my mom continued to give me advice and encouragement as a husband and as a father. This goes for everyone, but especially for the women on Mother's Day. It doesn't matter if you've had kids or not have had kids. It doesn't matter where your life has taken you through its ups and downs. It doesn't matter if you had no mother or the best mother. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ today, you have the ability to develop relationships with other Christians and experience the kind of relationship that Naomi and Ruth had. The kind of relationship that you say, "Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God." Those are powerful relationships that are available to all of us, no matter what stage we are in life. And I pray that today you let your faith shine, and that through your faith, you strengthen existing relationships. Through your faith, you renew old relationships, and through your faith, you begin new ones. Because it is your faith that could lead others to a life of faith and the ultimate happy ending of eternal life with God. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of Ruth and Naomi. Ruth and Naomi had a bond, a spiritual bond, a bond that was developed around faith, a bond that was developed around love for each other. Lord, this is a love that we should be modeling for everyone. When we come to you in faith through Jesus Christ, your scriptures tell us we are adopted to become your children. And as your children, we should love one another. We should have such an undying love for each other that we would be willing to do anything for those that we love. And Lord, there's those of us who may be a little mature, a little older, have some great experience in their faith to share with others. And Lord, allow them to just grab a hold of other younger people to lead them and to guide them. And Lord, and let those who maybe are less mature in their faith, or maybe those who are younger, look and seek for the wisdom and the guidance of someone that they can grab onto, someone that they can love. And Lord, when the world sees us love each other with this kind of devotion, they'll see that your love is a different kind of love, that we love unlike the world loves. Lord, this is the kind of love that this world needs now, because we live in a divided world, a world that's divided over everything. We're divided over how to handle the pandemic. We're divided over politics. We're just divided just over so many things that could just be resolved if we would just simply love and serve one another. Lord, allow us to come out of this pandemic stronger and closer to one another. And even though we may not be able to meet physically when we want and how we want, there's no reason for us to not find ways to express our love. Lord, bring us together stronger than ever. Let us have that kind of relationship that Ruth and Naomi had. Lord, allow us to find new mothers, new fathers, new brothers, and new sisters. And allow us to grow in our faith and become ever stronger in your name. All of this we pray through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.